This is Wine, Women, and Revolution with your host, Heather Warburton, coming at you here on New Jersey Revolution Radio. Hi, and welcome to Wine, Women, and Revolution. I'm your host, Heather Warburton, coming at you here on New Jersey Revolution Radio. Find us online at njrevolutionradio.com. And today I'm doing a follow-up to a story we've been working on for the past several months, I'd say. Randy Alston came to us and was telling us a story about how the school that her children were in was being blatantly white supremacist. And I wanted to welcome you back to the show, Randy. Thanks for coming on again.
Thank you.
Can you do a little backstory of, you know, just a brief wrap-up of what exactly happened to get us to this point here?
Okay, from the beginning, basically my daughter came home. And she was really perplexed as to why her teacher was teaching a lesson on slavery, saying that it was in any way good, or that slaves wanted to be slaves and slave owners were nice people. And I got upset, of course, reached out to the school, try to figure out what's going on, you know, even made a little video of my daughter in her words, letting her tell the story. And, you know, the school pretty much just... they pretty much just didn't deny any of it. They just basically said it's okay. You know, they brought in lawyers. They questioned my daughter ridiculously for about an hour. And even after all of that, they didn't find a teacher guilty for teaching a lesson like that. And then they basically said that, you know, no wrongdoing was done.
Right. They tried to kind of pass the buck off to the state and say, well, this is the state curriculum, but
right.
That's not even a little bit how state curriculums
exactly.
work. Like, it was a lesson about Harriet Tubman, right?
Right.
And
right.
So the state would say, well, you have to teach something about Harriet Tubman.
Right.
And the teacher would have taken it upon herself to say, oh, well, some slave owners were really good people,
and some slaves really wanted to be slaves. Right.
So that's not even how state curriculums
exactly.
work, even a little bit.
But they think you're ignorant, so they just tell you whatever. I haven't heard back from many of them. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I guess they don't care.
So because of that, we organized some local community members to go to the last school board meeting of the year and speak out about how this is not an appropriate lesson plan.
Right.
And there were some very passionate people there speaking. And we really appreciate everyone that showed up.
Absolutely.
I got to read
yes.
your statement that you had prepared, which was
yes,
extremely moving. Because
you
were a little bit preoccupied having a little
baby.
Adorable baby that you're holding in your arms
thank
right
you.
Now.
Pumpkin.
So what did you think about the outpouring of the people from the community that were standing at the school board meeting? What did you feel when you saw that video?
Honestly, I was surprised. And, I mean, surprised in a good way. And... it was, you know, overwhelming, especially the first lady that spoke. It was like, you know, wow, like she was really going to bat and just really thankful that, you know, you guys all, you put it together and you guys all came out. And I didn't expect so many people to come out, to be honest. I, you know, after a while, kind of thought nobody really cared, but I was really thankful that people came out and showed their support and questioned them and, you know, tried to hold them accountable for what was going on, you know. Even the was the doctor that came out from what was he, from Linwood or something like that?
He's from Ocean City. He's running for office. He's running for New Jersey second congressional. I'm his campaign manager.
Oh, nice. So it was like, oh, this is really nice, you know. I'm really very thankful, and it also kind of gives me hope, to be honest. It does, you know, because dealing with them and them not caring and them just being like, you know, whatever, get over it.
And for anyone who has not seen the video, I suggest go back and watch it. But things did get very heated.
Very.
And at one point in time, someone, one of the school board members actually was trying to make up some sort of story of why slaves might have wanted to be slaves.
Yeah.
Which was fairly astounding, like, to try to even just do the mental gymnastics required.
Yeah.
To be like, well, you know, maybe some slaves didn't leave their plantations and...
like, if that's anything that you... just teach to a 10-year-old. Like, I mean, it was almost like, yeah, keep digging yourself whole. You know, glad to see that you guys, or at least you, and you're on the school board, feel as though she was right. Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It was ridiculous to even watch. It was empowering. but it was, you know, still disheartening because they just were like, eh. You know, it's kind of like, what do you guys want?
That's yeah, it became somehow immediately a defensive right. rather than something that could be resolved.
Right.
Like, it almost seemed like there was no resolution that anyone there seemed to want.
Right, right. Exactly.
And so, did anyone from the community reach out to you? Not necessarily from the school, but about the meeting? Did anyone... Did you get any positive or negative
feedback?
I
got a couple of people that, I'm not sure who they are, but they were community members, and they just kind of inboxed me and was like, you know, I'm so sorry that this happened, and, you know, I really hope that the school board does something. So I did get some positive feedback.
That's good, and hopefully you didn't get a lot of negative feedback.
I got some negative feedback, but I just blocked them. You know, it's like, well, was your daughter lying? Like... For what? Why would she lie?
Right.
Everybody has a reason to lie except for her. She's a 10-year-old girl. She doesn't. Yeah.
Which, I don't know why society finds it so hard to believe a black woman when she says something, but that's a very systemic
right.
problem.
Yeah. We know why.
I know why. It is definitely one of those, you know, you can't not go there.
Right,
like that,
right. You
know?
Have to. There's no way to fix it unless you
you can talk
there.
About it.
Exactly.
Because you
don't deny
of fixing
it. Apologize
anything
and work towards something better.
Right, exactly. Right. And you can't just go to this defensive place right,
right
away and be like, oh, well, you know, that's not what I meant. That's not. And okay, but you did cause harm. How do we fix it?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So the school board, did they reach out to you at all?
Absolutely not.
You have not heard from anyone affiliated with the school?
Not one word, not a letter, not a phone call. My number's still the same. Still live in the same place that they had their lawyer send the letter to, so no one reached out. Not the lawyer, not the school board, no one.
So as far as they care, it's closed. They just want
it's
the whole thing
to
go
away. Yep.
Well, they would like you to go away and stop talking.
They would love for me to go away and stop talking. I'm sure.
But hopefully, yeah, that's not the outcome that's going to happen here.
Yeah,
is as long as you want to keep talking, we'll keep talking with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm trying, you know.
Now, you had mentioned before that you were going to possibly file an ethics complaint against the school.
Yes.
For their treatment of you and this whole lesson plan and grilling your daughter for hours.
Yes.
Has anything come of that?
Well, I had met with Kaleem Shabazz and the NAACP and their lawyer, and they were supposed to file one on my behalf. And we had a little bit of a lengthy meeting at the city hall, but I'm not sure what's going on with that because I haven't heard anything back from them as of yet. So hopefully they did, and it's just a long process. But
right,
I haven't heard
be.
Anything back from them as far, you know, I'm not sure what's going on, but if I don't hear anything back within the next month, I'm probably just going to go ahead and file it myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people that, if you have filed something and you'd like to come on the show and talk about what's been filed and that process, you're welcome on.
You
said it was Kaleem. Was it just Kaleem or?
Yeah, him and the NAACP's lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are welcome to come on the show if you're hearing this and update us on that status. But as far as actual action, nothing's happened, which is very interesting since there's rumors going all around about how the school board has reached out.
No.
And that's not happened.
They have not. At all.
So if you're hearing those rumors, they are not even a little bit true.
Not
the school
even.
Has not tried to reach out. They have not tried to get these kids back in school.
No.
You
they
still
don't even
are...
care about their education, which is sad.
You're still having to homeschool them.
Yeah.
And
I'm
you're not a professional teacher.
I am not. I am trying my best, but, you know, I'm just not a professional teacher, you know. It's kind of sad because they deserve a good education from people that have actually went to school for that for 4+ years, not their mom that has, like, 2 years under her belt.
Right, yeah.
You know,
it's just we hire professional people to be educators, and anyone, I wouldn't begin to know how to teach kids
exactly.
anything. Like,
yeah.
That's a skill set. And
yeah.
just saying, oh, well, just because you're a parent, you should probably be able to handle that.
Right, right. And it's a situation where it's like, well, we can't move right now. And, you know, they're not welcome in your school. Well, obviously, they're not welcome in your school. So what are we supposed to do?
And you're saying it's quite expensive as well.
It is expensive. There's K through 12, they have a program, but they don't have any public school in New Jersey for online. So, of course, they have private schools, but I mean, it gets up to like $3,000 a year. on that's a lot of money, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And then three children is like, no, I can't do that, you know.
And it gets more expensive the older they get,
right,
as well.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You have somebody that's going into middle school.
Yeah. So I'm like,
so who knows what that's gonna cost next year.
Yeah.
So it's very disheartening. A, if anyone's listening that has any resources that can help out with this homeschooling, either
even a tutor,
resources of where you can go to get something, please reach out. We'll make sure Randy gets that information as well. But let's talk about moving forward. What are we going to do moving forward? What would you like to see happen still? Your goal is still just get an apology, right?
Yeah, and it's the get an apology, and they need to do something to fix that. I know you guys were setting up the training, and hopefully they'll show up.
Right. Hopefully. Yeah, what Randy's talking about was we had discussed organizing an anti-oppression training session here in Ventnor somewhere, booking a library, bringing in a trainer who can talk about these kinds of issues because they've been trained to do so, and help move the conversation forward.
Right.
This is going to require some expense, so we're probably going to have to set up a GoFundMe or some kind of crowdsource thing so we can pay these educators for their time and their labor. But that's something we would definitely like to do if the community, you know, if you reach out and tell us you'd come to it. We're going to invite the school board. I don't know if they're going to come, but they definitely, we would love to have them there and help us, you know, set that up a little bit. And then we'll go from there, the next step. But I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they could sit down and apologize, have a civil conversation, and you know, nobody's, you know, at first, you know, I didn't even think that it would get this far, you know. I just feel like, you know, they would correct the teacher and apologize and we could move on. But obviously that's not where it went, and that's not what they plan on doing. But, you know, it's just like, just apologize, fix that. Make sure that crap doesn't happen again, you know?
Right, not just for your kids, but
right,
there's other kids.
Right, exactly.
Your child was not... there's not a lot of minority children in this school, but there are other minority children who...
And
may
even for
have
children
this...
that aren't minority, like, do you, like, you know, it's like, as a parent,
right,
you want, like, teaching your child how to be a racist, you know, at 10 years old, it's like ridiculous.
Right, it shows so much of this systemic racism that you just get indoctrinated into it from such an early
right.
age.
And that's sad.
That you don't even have it in your mind anymore that you're being racist.
Right, right, exactly. And that's how it works, you know, it's get them out of
it's normalized.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they just did. They just normalized it. They just normalized, she normalized it, and they backed her up. And they made it concrete. From the school board to the police chief, they all made it concrete. Yep, this is okay. They literally said, it's okay.
So, especially Ventnor residents, but anyone, it can't just be Randy and I going and yelling at people. We need all of you guys to join us in whatever we're doing. If we organize another trip to the school board, we need you guys to show up and help support us. This fight is far, far from over. Mm-hmm. As long as Randy's living here and they are not treating her children right, then we need to stand behind her. That's the most important thing we can do. That's what we do here on New Jersey Revolution Radio, is organize people to fight against this exact kind of thing that's going on here.
Yeah, it's much appreciated. It's not a lot of people, honestly, are standing. A lot of people, you know, they'll say, oh, that's bad, that's sad, that's messed up. But honestly, like, no one has really been like, hey, we'll stand with you. You know, I mean, there has been some people, but no one that has a voice to speak out, you know, that's been like, we'll stand with you, we'll publicly speak out about it and be consistent, you know, and that's scary. And that's why it keeps going on.
Right. I mean, we had a few people show up, but it still was nowhere near what it should have been at this board. We had amazing voices and amazing warriors there. Mostly the women that showed up were Heather Gordon. I have to specifically thank her again because
she was
so emotional. And yeah, it was, I cried. I think that a lot of people cried.
I was in the hospital bed like,
oh. You had just given birth.
It was really beautiful. But it's just, you know, people, it would be nice if people with more of a platform would actually speak up and not just when it's around election time.
Right. Yeah.
That would be nice.
This
know?
Is a big community. There's a lot of people that live here. So the small handful we got was not
right.
any fraction of how big this community is.
Right.
And Ventnor, this isn't what you want your community to be. I mean, unless it is, but I really don't think that's what most people want Ventnor to be associated with.
Right.
We can do better. We have to do better. Do you have a last word you'd like for the show before we close out?
You know, again, if anyone has any, knows any tutors that aren't really expensive, please reach out to me because I need help. The children still need a good education. And right now, they just, Ventnor is not trying to supply them with it. And also, thank you so much for all the people that came out to the school board meeting, even though I couldn't be there. I really wanted to. but thank you so much. And just hoping that they do the right thing. You know, it's never too late to do the right thing. Yeah, you were jerks, but you're not too late not to be a jerk. You can always fix it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's never, as long as you're still breathing,
right,
exactly, you can always do better.
And we can move on and we can learn.
We can get your kids back in school.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That's really the, should be the main goal here.
Right.
That get these kids the best education, give them the best possible future.
Right, they shouldn't have to suffer. Right, right. Yeah.
And it's got to be boring being homeschooled in your house, too.
Yeah, I know.
You miss all that social interaction.
It's
no
like
matter.
A stickler, and they're like, oh, we're just, we need some kid interaction, you know.
Right, you miss out on community, not just education.
Yeah, right, right. And it's not a more than, you know.
So, Ventnor School Board, if you're listening, there's still time. We can still do the right thing. We're going to set up this anti-oppression thing if you guys can help us out. There's a lot we can do still. It feels disheartening, but as long as we never give up, we can still make progress. As I always say, the future's ours to create, so we can create it. And if you guys want to help us out, we're probably going to have to set up that GoFundMe to pay for these teachers. And we also just need support here at New Jersey Revolution Radio. Right now, it's still just me and my partner paying for everything out of pocket. No one's getting paid for this. Everybody's a volunteer. So, and we don't take corporate money. We're not going to take sponsorships from any of the people you hear advertising on other podcasts. So it's up to, you know, the community. If you want community-based news and information, we have to build it together. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for being here
Thank
again,
you.
Randy.
Thank
As always,
you.
It's a pleasure. And we'll keep on top of this story.